A TV ad which highlights the United Church of Christ's acceptance of everyone, including gays, was recently rejected by CBS and NBC as too controversial. But the UCC isn't taking heat just from the outside. Within the denomination, a debate about homosexuality threatens a coalition of black and white North Carolina churches that dates back to the civil rights movement. Allison Jones reports from Raleigh.
Each Sunday morning, North Raleigh United Church declares its commitment to welcoming gays and lesbians.
We believe in God's love and embraces all, and that to exclude any person would be contrary to the message of Jesus.
The church's message is right in step with the United Church of Christ, a liberal denomination that first ordained a gay pastor in 1972. But many North Carolina ministers are more conservative, including the African-American ministers who have been North Raleigh's leading critics. Reginald Midget is a former president of the UCC's Eastern North Carolina Association.
We're all God's children. We have homosexuals and our gay people in our families. We have it in our church every Sunday. We're open to everyone, but we just believe what the scripture says, that it is sin, and we don't condone sin.
Local ministers voted 4 years ago to keep North Raleigh Church out of the UCC, igniting an argument that threatens to tear the church apart. Church leaders around the country were stunned by the vote, says Nancy Nelson Elsenheimer, who works for the denomination's national staff.
We were shocked. People were angry. How could this happen? This is, you know, what we say, who we are, and what we believe in the United Church of Christ, and here's a church living it out, and, you know, just what happened.
The situation was unacceptable to Steve Camp, who assumed local leadership 2 years ago. Camp is the first African-American to lead the Southern Conference, which includes North Carolina and Eastern Virginia. He wanted to keep the historic alliances intact, but he also wanted to bring the new church into the fold.
Everyone ought to be included around the table, just as African-American churches have been included around the table. We want all the voices.
Partly at Camp's urging, local leaders finally voted North Raleigh into the UCC last fall, but now the conference is feeling the fallout. Some of its largest black congregations have pulled out, and others are withholding dollars. As if the North Raleigh controversy weren't enough, a storm has also broken out in western North Carolina. There, the ordination of a lesbian minister has churches in an uproar. Both decisions have hurt the UCC financially. Nearly a third of all conference churches gave no money last year, a loss of more than $100,000, says Steve Camp.
You know, it is a tough time. It is. There's no getting around. Financially, it's difficult.
Conservative pastors, black and white, say that embracing homosexuality flouts the Bible. But African-American congregations have added reasons for leaving the UCC, says Reginald Midget, whose church has left the denomination. Since being courted in the civil rights era, black churches have often felt like a neglected spouse, he says.
Many people feel that the homosexuality issue was the whole pie. The homosexuality issue concerning with us is only a third of the pie.
One disappointment stands out. The UCC failed to ordain many African-American ministers. Instead of being granted full status, many black ministers were stymied by steep educational requirements and a confusing process.
I became a part of the ministry of the UCC in 1981, 1982. I started pastoring. It was 1998 before I was ordained. There were ministers who slipped through the cracks.
To soothe all the hard feelings, church leaders have held services of welcome for North Raleigh and services of healing across the state. And at a meeting in June, church leaders took the stage and formally apologized to black ministers.
Please join me in the litany of thanksgiving and confession. For the past promise of recognition and validation of ordained ministerial standing to our African-American leaders, which was never honored.
The apology comes too late for Reginald Midget. Since leaving the UCC, his church has joined the Evangelical Association of Reformed and Congregational Christian Churches. The conservative group opposes abortion and views homosexuality as a sin. Some black ministers are sticking with the UCC, though. When Eastern North Carolina delegates gathered recently in Wilmington, North Carolina on a bright blue fall day, the crowd was smaller than in past years. But it still included a mix of races and a mix of views. For Steve Camp, that was cause for encouragement.
This is a church that has always found a way to step out and deal with the hard subjects that our nation has dealt with or is dealing with. We'll do it again. I'm confident of that.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Allison Jones for NPR.